Welcome to Nightlight. Step away from the mainstream and gather around as we help enlighten the world around us and travel this cosmic journey we call life. Join us as we share with you and provide that beacon that can guide us all to a better way. Nightlight, a reminder that you are never alone. And now your host, internationally renowned spiritual intuit, medium, channel, author, artist, lecturer, and ordained minister, Ms. Barbara DeLong.
Well, welcome and good evening, everyone. This is Nightlight at Nighttime. What an unusual thing. Of course, not in Australia. In Australia, it's daytime, but where I am, it's dark out. So that was the magical voice of Ken Quiet Hawk inviting you to come in out of the mainstream and join with us for a time to be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change, that which we laughingly call creation. Come and join with other light-minded spirits as we weave our lights together to seek understanding, enlightenment, and wisdom. These are times of change, times that call to the light workers, and you answer that call from all walks of life and from countless aspects of the spiritual realms. This is a time of awakening, of sharing and evolving, of spreading your wings and soaring on the cosmic breath of creation. We all come from different backgrounds and modalities, from all walks of life, and yet there is a synchronicity, a commonality that draws and blends us together, weaving us once more into a collective purpose, a common direction, and a united family once again. A united voice, a common voice, a voice that is seeking for answers and wisdom, insight, and understanding. It's really a cool time, because so many of us are able to come out of the shadows and sort of link together and share our information and share our wisdom and bring light into not only our lives but those around us and anyone who will listen, and actually to plant the seeds in those that won't listen. And so it's an exciting time. We all go by different titles, names, labels, what have you. We call ourselves watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children, philosophers, light workers, light bearers, light this and light that. And the list, well, it goes on and on and on, and it is as unique and eclectic as are we. Yet we all have the same spiritual calling, and we all in our very own individual, unique ways bring light into this reality to facilitate the awakening, shifting of the consciousness for all of mankind. And like it or not, by gosh and by golly, mankind, humanity, as you know, if you want to call it that, our species is waking up. And there are glimmers of light in eyes that were dark. There are hints that a spiritual aspect to reality is dawning even in the darkest corners, and it's such an exciting time. Of course, we're going to have to reincarnate, several dozen, maybe more than that, times to actually see it all come to fruition. But it's so exciting, and it's so promising, and it's so everything to see the fact that even the people that we thought didn't stand a snowball's chance in hell of ever understanding what spirituality are manifesting it. And sooner or later, they'll figure it out. And it's really, really, really exciting. Like I said, multiple lifetimes, most probably before we see something really starting to come about. But to be in on the beginning, to be in on a time when it is becoming more and more a commonality to talk about when it is something that even people who aren't into readings and astronomy and astrology and things like that are actually talking about being more spiritually oriented. It's a phenomenal time for all of us. This is my own very private oasis in the turmoil we call creation. So sit back, take a break, put your feet up, eat your bonbons, share your lights with us, and join in the love, the light, and the laughter that spiritual energy always generates when lights are blended and spirits are lifted. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we and Jen Young, we welcome you in and hope you'll add your lights to ours to increase the energy and brighten all of our own personal lights. We're going to be doing readings shortly, and if you'd like to call in for one, the number is 347-857-2139. It's going to be a long list tonight, so I do suggest you call in early if you want to experience this amazing lady who is my guest tonight. Jeannie's in the chat room. She's on duty. She is doing the screening. Any questions you have, please, please, please go to Barbara DeLong, co-host, because I will not answer you. It isn't that I don't care. It's just that I can't multitask. It's one of those things that I have not. I'm not in that generation that technologically can do 20 things all at once on the computer. I'm lucky if I get the darn thing turned on. So, can Quiet Hawk can be found at Native Storytellers if you want to experience more of that amazing voice. He also has a show on Visionary Times called Hawk's Nest, and that's on Tuesday nights. You'll experience his amazing voice. I just think his voice is so cool. I would love to bottle it. And just when I'm feeling lonely and need some warm fuzzies and need to feel a voice embracing me and just saying it's okay, I can open the bottle and have him say, "Welcome to Nightlight." It's a cool voice. Ah, I'm so lucky to have found him, and I didn't. It was Bear who found him, but I'm so glad she did. Well, she knew him. I'm at BarbaraDeLong.com, and our special guest tonight, Jen Young, will fill us in on where she can be found. For sure, she can be found on Facebook. And she is an amazing woman. She is a phenomenal woman. She has a philosophy that feels to me as though it comes from out of time. It's quiet and it's calm and it's calming, and it sort of brings you into a new perspective, into your energy and your reality. She says she's an astonishing medium, and It's such a pleasure to join energy with her, and I'm so tickled that I get to be able to read with her tonight, because when I have talented, amazing people that come on the show like her, the energies kind of blend together so that you guys get, not only do you get a twofer, but you have the privilege, actually, of seeing two energies weaving together to give you greater insight, greater, it facilitates greater expansion, greater wisdom, greater everything. So it's really a cool thing to work with somebody like her, and I'm so very honored that she has, come into, is joining us tonight. I think she's here. I think she's here. Are you here, Jen?
I am here. I finally got in. It's been a day.
I can imagine. Hopefully. Has it been a good day or just a tiring day?
Both. I've had so much laughter. It's been very tiring in so many ways. And, Yeah. A lesson day, one of those days where we learn lessons, and shared so much laughter, and I'm thankful for a lot of things. Thankful for renewing friendships and holding on to friendships,
Mm-hmm.
And just being grateful.
That's a good thing.
And it is.
that there's lots of laughter is encouraging, because, you know, I got to tell you that laughter for me is probably the greatest healing instrument out there. It's just, you know, you do, it disperses darkness. It just, it can't exist. And when bubbles of laughter, you know, just kind of, you know, erupt from people, it just makes it for such a healing time, and it heals aspects and areas of you that you didn't even know needed healing, which I think is just spectacular. You know, it's kind
well,
of
I
like
think it's actually, yeah, spectacular too. I didn't think I could say that word without rolling my tongue around it. Today it was for a few people. There was a lot of loss in their lives. And we had, you know, a great abundance of laughter. And it was the kind of laughter where you just sit there and you really laugh out loud, and banging the table laughter. And it was so unexpected. It was so precious and good. And I just, you know... I just look back on it and I just think, wow, that was, you know, I'll never forget it because it was so darn funny. And you probably revisit it time and time again, things that you can't take pictures of.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah,
you
don't want to. But,
well,
you
sort of took me back to when my husband was passing, was in transition, and we were in the hospice wing, and he was lapsing in and out of a coma. I had, you know, friends that came to spend time with me that were friends of his too, but, you know, they were more my friends, and we would sit there and be very somber, and then somebody would start talking about something Patrick had done or some, you know, some type of idiocy that he had started that, you know, I was going to have to continue, and wasn't it hysterical because it wasn't my expertise, and we started to laugh, and he did, you know, when he would come back every now and then, he'd say, I got to tell you, your laughter is just wonderful. It makes me feel so good. And then he would go back into the coma, and, you know, it was kind of like, I guess that's better than I love you. It was sort of like we were sending him off on bubbles of laughter, and one of the nurses came in, and she said, I know this is a serious moment and it's a terribly sad time, but you're having such a good time. Can I come in and just sit? And and it wasn't a funny thing. We knew he was going to pass. There was no question about that. And we had, you know, said everything and done as much as we could and all of that. And it was the laughter that helped me to feel better, that helped me to remember I was alive. And it apparently, you know, wrapped itself around him and made him okay with transitioning. It was just, you know, and I don't recommend people go into, you know, wards where people are dying and do that, or into funeral homes to try to lift spirits. But I've had those moments in funeral homes where something has struck me funny, and I literally had to go out to the street because I just couldn't stop laughing, and the tears were coming down my face, and it was like, oh, how disrespectful for those who wanted to be somber and serious and cry. 'Cause
that's the worst. I think I've done that too, and I've sat there in a pew at the funeral home and you know, put my head down with my hair and thinking, you know, as I'm shaking, thinking, you know, I hope they think I'm shaking with crying so hard. But,
yes.
You know, I was actually laughing my head off, and my aunt looked over at me, and she looked, and she could tell my cousin and I were killing ourselves laughing, and she got the giggles too. Well, she had to put one of her little hankies over her face. And we thought, this is not good, because one of us were going to snort or something. And you know, you're trying to control it, and you can't. And it is healing. It is what it is. And when you said that just now, you know, laughter to help them feel alive, it's so true, because I think that's what part of that was all about today. You know, the four people, actually, that I was sitting with had all recently lost someone. And that, to me, someone had died in their lives. We lose our keys. We lose a book.
Mm-hmm.
we lose a wallet, we lose a purse, we definitely don't lose a loved one. We know where they are.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, we never lose them.
We miss their presence. We definitely miss them. But so to me, it's a really different kind of loss. But when you said that, that really resonated because that was exactly what it was. You know, we were sitting there laughing and laughing, and this man who'd made us laugh had no idea. You know, he was so serious and actually really rude that we were just, I found it really hysterical. And I just thought, this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life, you know?
Wow. Well, well, we have another crowd of people, you know. We have to stop meeting like this. we have a wonderful group of people here, and some of them were listening to us last night, and some of us not, and some of them not. But if someone wants to get a hold of you after they have heard how magnificently you read, how do they do that?
I guess they could get through to me by Facebook. I don't have I'm on Skype, and I'm also on Facebook. I don't have a website as
yet.
This time yet. I've been told to do it, and I procrastinate. I'm actually quite shy, and I've been kicked in the bum by a couple of people to say, you know, get on with it. So it's probably a good time to do it. And yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
So yes, I will get on that.
Somebody asked me, she said, you know, she was listening kind of last night, and she heard us absolutely break up. And I think it was where we were talking about the spirits, talking about, you know, who they were not going to reincarnate with because they were treated them so badly this last lifetime. And she said, you know, wouldn't that be a serious thing? And I said, it was very serious.
It is serious, and we could discuss it all again because I just love that, and I was discussing it with my husband last night, and he's going, oh, yeah, like, he totally got that, and he really liked that idea,
too. Well, and like, the checking the boxes, yeah. Like, you know, I'm not sure I checked this box. I want to read that contract again. Oh, God. Anyhow, we got people here for reading, so
okay, Let's start.
Okay. Otherwise, we're going to be off again. Okay, we've got Craig in New York. Hi, Craig. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, always a pleasure. How can we help tonight?
Yes, I'd like to know if I can get a 6-month to a year forecast.
I can do that. Does feel like you're going through a time you're doing a lot of internal putting things together, a lot of questioning, a lot of sorting things out, and it feels like March is going to be a time of taking stock and taking a look at just the new directions you want to go. I will tell you that whatever your plans are, whatever you think you're going to do, And you're going to spend a lot of time making this list and this chart or whatever it is you're going to make. You're going to be totally wrong, but that's okay. Do it, and then the universe will take you where you need to be. It feels as though you find a new harmony within your life, and it feels as though there is a stretching, an intellectual stretching here. I feel books all around you. It's almost as though you are, you know, starting to expand your consciousness, expand the wisdom that you carry within. And as you hit the June time frame, this is a time of new beginnings and fresh starts. There's a new balance here in the summertime. And as you come into the August time frame, especially, there's a new balance in your life, and I feel that you're tying up loose ends from past lifetimes. There's karmic stuff you're letting go of, and you know, September it's full steam ahead, but not in the direction that you think you're going to be going in. Jen, what are you getting?
What I got is that in 3 months' time, you're going to be leveling out is the first thing I wrote down. I also was given swans, like swans swimming, like it's a stable period of time coming for you. I'm pulling some angel cards for you, and I haven't even looked at them yet, but I've got the feeling that you're going to be moving sometime. Are you thinking about moving, Craig?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay, you're going to be moving. But I don't think it's where you think you think you're going to go. You're going to be moving, as Barbara says, in the opposite direction, which isn't a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. And you've got, I've pulled the card Angel of Psychic Ability for you. And so what that means to me is that you're not using your psychic abilities and your intuitiveness to your best benefits. Listen to your inner self a bit more and trust what you're given. You've got a great psychic ability. I'm turning this card back now. I'm just going to listen to what Spirit's giving me. You've got psychic ability, so please listen to it and follow it and trust your inner self. You also have someone that comes in from time to time, but often, and talks to you, and you ignore them. And it's a woman. And it's a spirit guide. And apparently you hear this, but you disregard it. Is that true?
I'm not aware of it.
Pardon me?
I'm not aware of this.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
He's not aware of it.
You're not aware of it. Okay. You might think it's a voice in your head, but it's not. It's a higher self or a spirit telling you what is truth. Please listen to that inner voice or your spirit guide and follow that. It's like following your gut feeling is the best way I can describe it, but it is your higher self. It is spirit talking to you. You have the ability. You have the skills. So please follow that light. Right now I feel that you're covered in a bit of darkness, but you're not. You actually shine quite brightly. You have quite an aura about you. And you're going to be walking quite brightly soon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Craig. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Hold a second. I've just been invaded by a cat. no, you're not reading. Go. They really think that, you know, this is for... No. Hey, Greg, are you still there?
Yes.
I don't usually have a cat come at me like that. And basically, it felt like it was there was one more thing to say to you. And that was to make sure that you are... You are being true to yourself in everything that you do over the next 6 months, that you do things because they're good for you, and make sure that you are following your heart, your dreams, your directions, and don't let anybody else tell you what you have to do. Just go with the flow. Don't try to analyze, but go with the flow. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense, because right now I don't have no direction on where to go. I think, like you said, what you said previously, that I've been thinking this one way, but I have not even looked at other potential places.
From what I can see, it's not time for you to make a choice. If it were time, you would know. So because there's so much questioning going on, take care of other areas of your life that you really can address. and let this question hang there until it, and I almost feel like it's like putting wet laundry on a clothesline, and you're trying to take it down before it's dry, and your direction, the place that you're supposed to go, hasn't solidified yet, hasn't materialized yet, hasn't become solid yet. So you have other aspects of your life that you need to take care of, and then the universe will move you in the right direction.
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
Okay. Okay. So much for the cat part of the reading.
We have to listen to the animals.
We have to listen to the cats. Sorry about that. But that came up really, really. And cats don't do that to me that often. But that's important for you to know, okay?
All right. Thank you very much. And your cat.
Yeah, it was Baby. You can thank Baby for that wisdom. Take care now.
Thank you.
You know, it's really funny. I have learned over time, and it's taken a lot of time to learn it, I might add, that when things happen like that, you don't get frustrated by it. You pay attention to it. You know, there's something else that needs to be said here. Don't stop yet. Don't go on now. You know, just pay attention. So so I do.
No, I
for what it's worth.
I totally get it. I totally get it. They're coming to you for a reason. So.
Yeah. I had a cat who was recently, he passed away a couple years ago, actually. But he would sit on the table and watch, and every now and then he would move a card. And those times that he moved the card, I really paid attention to it, and I gave whatever, you know, it meant when it was put in the other position. And always it was spot on. It's really cool. I have a lot. Apparently, I've in lots of lifetimes had familiars, and they've all come back to join me this lifetime. Apparently, so that's fine. So long as I can buy the kitty litter. We've got a special lady next. This is Glennis. Hi, Glennis. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Barbara. Thank you. And you?
I'm fine. She ate a worm earlier.
I know, but it was your special treat for me. The early bird worm. Hello, Jen. How are you?
I'm great, Glennis. How are you? I love your name. I absolutely adore your name.
Glennis is in Australia. So
tomorrow land.
Yeah, you're in our future. We're speaking to the future. Is that not cool?
That is exactly. So cool. I've actually got a boy down there. He's the son of my heart, and he's living down there right now. So I think that's really cool. So
excellent.
Blessings
so
to you.
How can we help tonight?
Barbara, I just wanted to see whether or not you can pick up if anyone's talking to me. If there's any messages there for me, please.
Oh,
anything
God.
At all. Is that too open? Is that too open?
No.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Are there messages? Is anybody talking? Of course they're talking. Unfortunately, there's so many of them. It does feel here as though you're doing a lot of work. And I got to tell you that this is a time here where they're saying justice and balance is coming in. Justice and balance is coming in. There's a new balance in your life, and that means that once everything gets squared away, and it does feel like you're tinkering, tweaking that balance, but once things get squared away, there are new directions that you're going in. You have finished a phase. You have finished a level, and you're going on to a new level of understanding, of wisdom, of compassion. There are doors opening for you. You're beginning to see that what you thought was the end is not, and I don't mean an end to your life, but apparently it feels as though in your spiritual development evolution, you've kind of platformed out, and suddenly now there's a burst of light, and there are new levels, there are new places, there are new directions for you to go, there are new paradigms for you to dig into that will absolutely, totally shift your perspective 100% as far as your place in the universe, your calling spiritually, your understanding of your spiritual, the source of your spirituality within you, this is a time where you are going to be questioning a lot of the philosophies that you thought you had tucked away so neatly, and they all have to be thrown out because none of them apply to you anymore. You have greater perception. There's new direction. You've discovered a new hierarchy of evolution that you have to study and become part of. Jen,
wow.
What do you get?
Well, that's funny because that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, you started talking, I pulled cards, and I've got God of the underworld, and that means that, you know, something which no longer serves you is about to end. And so you are going to be traveling on new paths. You're going to be finishing something, and you're going to be starting something new, which to me is exciting. You know, you've got something going on that is going to be new, probably a bit apprehensive. You're feeling a bit apprehensive. Oh, I'm losing my voice. A bit apprehensive about it right now, and that's okay. Change that into anticipation and step into desire is what I say. Is to me, it's change fear into anticipation and step into desire, because that works for every last one of us. We're all, you know, kind of jiggy or shaky when something ends, you know, when change happens. But change is good. And I'm one of the worst change. We all sort of balk at it. But to me, if you just grab it and hang on, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be really exciting for you. I'm getting a great big yellow ball of sun that is just shining down on you, and not from Australia either. It's just that you are always enveloped in the bright light, and you are really blessed. And I'd say I'm being told within the next 6 months things are going to happen like a spinning top. You're going to be spinning, and it's good. It's good. So get ready to have things shaken up. Shaken up.
Wow. Is there any indication of what this is?
Are you working right now?
No.
Do you plan on working?
No, I'm retired.
Well, you're going to be doing something, and it's work-related, okay? So whether you want to call it work, a hobby, a job, a volunteerism, something that you are going to enjoy that you haven't planned on doing.
Ah.
Now, I would call it, I see you busy, a busyness. That's a...
Yes.
business. But it's busyness.
Ah.
And that I'm being busyness, and you put it all together, it's business. That's what I'm being told for you.
I know what it is.
Loud and clear.
I'm sending a worm farm to Barbara. We have to share, Bob.
Well, I have a garden full of the biggest worms you have ever seen, so I the more the merrier.
Nightcrawlers, so they can start a fishing farm. Good.
Oh, God.
Exactly. That's it. Well, thank you for that. Thank you both very much. Now I'm wondering, what is it? What's in store? I'm thinking it has to do with the spiritual side of life.
It does.
Because
it absolutely
does. Yeah, because that's my focus.
And what I'm finding here, the filaments of hints that I'm getting is that there is a new paradigm for you to conquer. And in other words, as I said before, you're discovering there's a different hierarchy as far as the spiritual realms go. And so I feel that you're going to be drawn into something the way I've been jerked into the Emerald Tablet stuff and just, you know, discovering all sorts of cool stuff. I
wow.
think that you've got something very similar going on. Don't know if it's the Emerald Tablets, but I urge you to read them. But it does feel as though there is a new way of perceiving this reality. and the dimensions that touch it, that we can stretch into if we allow ourselves to believe that we can. So often, so much of the stuff that we become involved in, we don't attempt because we don't think it can possibly happen. But the reality is our spirit is pure energy, and pure energy can go anywhere. So if it's interdimensional travel, if it's seeking out star systems or whatever, if it's going forward or backward in time, whatever, it's all something that a pure energy spirit can do. Your body is solid and holds you to this reality, but your spirit is not solid. And, you know, it can travel, and it doesn't mean the body's going to die. It just means that you can, at times of extreme rest or whatever, you know, take a trip. And
fabulous.
And I truly believe that you may work with soul travel on this plane, and then at some point in time you're going to say, well, why don't I try to go forward in time or backward in time or to another dimension, or ask to see where other energies are doing the same kind of seeking of wisdom and seeking the light. And you know, this is not the only planet that is inhabited. You know, there are other planets out there where light body energies, and I use that term so broadly, it's ridiculous. I say light because the soul energy in its purest form is bright light. And
yes.
So we all are light beings. And that light is within everyone, even the crummiest people. And so, yeah, it just doesn't show up. But it's there, and we all have that piece of the infinite, whoever or whatever that is. We all have a piece of that source consciousness. Oh, that's a good word. I'm going to write that down. Source consciousness inside of us. So,
yes.
So that you can seek out that source in other dimensions, in other time frames, in other aspects of life. So, you know, I think that you're coming to a time where that consciousness, that level of consciousness is, I mean, it's certainly there, and you've embraced it sort of, but intellectually you have an I doubt it, and as soon as you get rid of that I doubt it, then gangbusters will happen.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
And Jen, I really appreciate your time. Have a lovely yesterday.
Thank you, we will.
Take care.
Thanks, well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.
She was in the chat room when I opened the chat room, and you know, I said, well, early birds, you know, you get the prize. And she said, what's the prize? And I said, a worm. So, you know, early bird gets the worm.
Early
she took it to an extreme.
Right.
Okay.
Wow. I totally get that, so.
Okay.
Hello?
Susan. We've got Susan in Connecticut. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
How can we help?
It was so funny when you started talking about the little voice, because I get the little voice. And, kind of like in my left ear.
Uh-huh.
And then you mentioned cats, and I just lost a cat. So
oh,
I thought,
my.
Wow.
We're talking to you.
It seems like it.
Yeah. How can we help tonight?
Just whatever comes up.
I'm going to let you go first. Yeah, I'm going to let you go first, Jen.
Okay, so Susan, you've got a little voice in your left ear, and it's a woman's voice. Or is it just a voice, or...
It's a piercing voice, and it's kind of hard to understand it.
Ask whoever's talking to you to tune it in. Say, don't talk so high, or don't talk so low, or can you...
It's almost like when your ears ring. Coming in, I don't know if, you know, I'm quite aligned with it, right? But at times I can, and it's sometimes hard to understand, and then other times it comes in better.
Okay. So what I do, and what I ask is that, you know, whoever's talking to me is tune it down to my level. You know, pretend there's a radio dial or a, you know, a tuning fork or something, and just tune it. Tune it to your level. Ask them to talk quieter, louder, in a softer pitch so that you can understand it. If they can't, then come back at another time or try and communicate in a different way that you can understand what they are saying. That's the easiest way. Show you in pictures in your mind, what mm-hmm. they're trying to convey to you, because they will. They obviously love you enough to come through to you, right?
Right.
They're going to show you what they want to tell you. You know, spirit energy is just, to me, a fabulous, fabulous entity, gift. You know, we can either believe in it or not. I know it's real. I just think this is just incredible what we are given. What we are given. So you have the gift. Use it. You know, take a few quiet minutes. Let it travel down through the crown of your head and through your body and out your toes. Clear yourself. Ground yourself. Let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
And then ask a question. And
okay.
What do you get? Write down. Write down the answer to the question. You know, is the sky, you know, what color is the sky? Write down the color. And if the color says green, blue, yellow, pink, find out what that color means to you. The color could be green. Now, green for healing is general, but what color of green is it? You know, greens can mean different things to different people. We're not all the same, and we're not showing all the same things. You know, there's some people that are really, really good in dream interpretation. I'm not so great at that. I ask. I've had this really odd dream. What is it? Because I don't know. Different symbols mean different things to different people. Start writing yours down.
Okay.
You're intuitive. And this is a learning time for you. This is where you are beginning, okay? And
but it feels like it's like I'm blossoming into something.
You're
blocked? Yeah.
Have you ever done any clearing?
I just do it sometimes with sage or my crystal, or I just sit and I meditate and I try to clear that way by bringing energy through my chakras.
Do you ever do automatic writing or write down?
I have done that. And then it started getting weird, so I stopped.
What do you mean it started getting weird?
It wasn't really making a lot of sense.
Well, I've got the goddess of compassion for you. And it says self-criticism is diminishing your sense of self-worth. Now, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That card would come up for you. You're very worthy, my friend. You're extremely worthy. So I want you to see that.
Is the goddess of compassion Kuan Yin?
Pardon?
Well,
I've just got that one from my angel deck. It's what I pulled for you.
Oh, okay.
But yes, there is a goddess of compassion, and that's Kuan Yin. You're absolutely correct.
Because I always felt like she sent me my cat bear. Don't ask me why. I think because I found her as a little baby, and she's pure sweetness and kind and loving and feminine. And I always said, Kuan Yin sent you to me. And I don't know.
Well, then ask Kuan Yin to help you. Have you done that?
No, I haven't done that.
It doesn't matter who we ask. We will be helped. That's what I believe. Someone else may have a different opinion, and everything is good to me. I think we're all loved, so we're all good. So
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So what I would encourage you to do is trust in your abilities, trust in yourself. You're very worthy. You're very, you know, you do have the abilities. I would encourage you, though, to sit down every day and, you know, do some clearing. And I don't mean with sage or with crystals or whatever. Just sit down and clear all the negative energies from you. And just, you can just say it. It's like, you
know. I do that, too. And I, yeah, I do. And then I try to cut cords and things like that.
And then ask Kuan Yin if you feel comfortable with her to help you along. Barbara?
Yeah, I'm seeing here, you know, you're basically in the process of rebirthing a new aspect of yourself. So probably you're going to either have or are going to have a period of time where it almost feels like you're being hit over and over and over again with minor physical difficulties, whether it's a headache or whether it's, you know, a sore knee or whether it's sinuses or whatever. It's just, it's going to feel like there's a never-ending series of minor ailments that are going to be going on within your body as you begin to clear. And I go right, I totally agree with Jen. I think from what I can tell, doing the mental inventory and taking white light through your body from your root chakra up, from your crown chakra down, meeting in your heart and then spreading it out to the world. It feels to me as though bringing white light through is going to sort of clear things out, because this is a process of birthing, and those of us that have had children, you know that the birthing process itself is not so much fun, but in the end there's a great result. Then they grow up and we have to go through labor again. But it does feel here as though you're coming into a time of a new aspect of yourself. And especially as you get into the April and the May time frame, it feels like you're bringing new balance into your world, and there's a sense here of attracting new energy to yourself, so that there is this new opening, this new level of consciousness, this new level of energy that you're going to have access to. And as that happens, new people are going to come into your life and new directions are going to be opening for you. Okay?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Do you sense my cat? I just lost one of my cats a few nights ago.
I'm so sorry.
Was this
a tiger type cat?
Yes.
And it feels like he feels older, was he?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm talking, you know, like close to 10 or more.
We weren't sure of his age because someone just dumped him in a carrier in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
My brother found him, and then I took him. It was over a year ago, but he was a really neat soul.
Yeah, he feels as though he had been with you in past lifetimes, and that he actually came to you so that he could reconnect, so that he could make transition.
That's what I was told before. I've been told that once before.
Well, then they were very right. I always like it when I agree with something someone else has said, especially when it's cool.
fantastic.
But it does feel to me as though he's not gone far. As a matter of fact, I don't think he's gone anywhere. He's still there. He's crossed over. He's transitioned. He's not stuck. He's not earthbound, but he has chosen to sit around and sleep for a while around where you live, so that.
Oh, good, because I have his bed still there. The other cats don't sleep in his bed. That was his.
Yeah, no, and I don't believe any of them will, because he's still there. He's still sleeping there. And
yeah.
He felt very loved and warmed and protected there, and so he's going to hang around for a while. He's not going far from you.
Good, because I want him here. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Susan.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Another cat person. I have eight of them. You know, I don't know how that happened. I know it's too many, but I wouldn't give any of them away. So, and I try not to look at kittens anymore, because you know, my inclination is to just take the whole litter home, and that would not be smart right about now. I have to let my numbers sort of even out a little bit. I hear you. One of them is talking. Just want to make sure he doesn't have a mouse in his mouth. They sing when they get the mice. It's really bad. Okay.
I know that sounds well.
It's like, oh no, not while I'm on the radio, please. Okay, we've got Sandra in New York. Hi, Sandra. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing real good. Thank you.
Good to hear that. How can we help?
Oh, well, I'm transitioning as far as my career goes, and I want to see if you gals see me getting my a new career going soon.
Jen, want to go first?
Are you working right now?
No.
I'm being told in about 4 to 6 months you'll be getting a job that you really like. And just a second here, please. And this sounds very strange. You'll be driven. What does that mean? You'll be driven. Are you a type A personality?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, thank you. You're going to love this job. When you get it, you're going to have a couple of offers, but you're going to love this job, and you'll be driven when you get it. It's going to work you very hard, but you're going to really like it.
Okay.
Okay.
But that long, huh? 4 to 6?
You could probably get something before that.
Yeah, maybe it's like an intern.
Yeah, but I think what I'm being told for certain is that if you hang on, you're going to get the job you'll really like. So, you're juggling. You could juggle. Juggle finances, juggle living arrangements, juggle whatever. Toss the balls up in the air. But when you get this job, you'll be driven.
Okay.
And it'll be something that you absolutely adore. Now, if I pull my, I'm going to shuffle these. I usually don't use these, and I do know why I'm compelled to use these cards today. I've got a lot of people on the other side telling me to.
Well, then you better listen
to them.
What
does the name Jeffrey mean to you? What does the name Jeffrey or a J name? Does that mean anything to you, a J name? J.
No Jeffreys that I can think of.
But a J, and not me.
A past love was a J.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, but that name means...
No, that's okay. That's okay. It's just validation.
Okay.
That I've got the right person. No, it's just validation that I've got the right person. Thank you. So they're just talking to me. No, they're saying the right job will come up in about 4 to 6 months, and you can hang on. You don't think you can, but you can. And they're giving me the card. It's time for the real you to emerge.
Mm. I know, I love this one.
Isn't that yummy? Oh, I just love that. That's such a yummy card.
Well, I hope they're going to show me the way. I keep asking them, please, show me the way, show me the way.
Talk to your angels, and they'll show you the way.
Oh, believe me, I do. I probably talk to them so much, they're like, all right, quiet up.
No, you don't have to quiet up. Just listen. You know, I think we're all the same. We all just want it so bad, and we don't take the time to listen. Oh, boy, am I being told you don't take the time to listen, girl. But you will, okay? And there's a new you that's going to come out of this because it is a transition time. And you're going to be really thankful. Honestly, you are.
Yeah.
Barbara, are you there? Do you have anything?
I am here. I'm looking at your time frame, and I agree with it.
Okay.
I'm not great with frames. I should throw that out right now. But, no, I'm being told 4 to 6 months, so I'm
no,
going to hold with that.
No, I would actually hold to it because I agree with it. You're dead on. I would have said 4 to 6 months as well, and I would say also that by September there will be miracles in your life. I'm not quite sure quite how to say this to you. This is one of those cases of, you know, kind of don't stick your foot in your mouth, Barbara. If you listen more than you talk, you'll learn more. Sometimes you babble when you're nervous.
Yes,
sometimes,
true.
Sometimes silence will give you more answers than spewing just gibberish at somebody. You can scare people off by that. I feel that there is great wisdom inside of you. I feel that there is great strength inside of you. I think that you are a dynamic cheerleader. I mean, you know, if ever I was in trouble, you're the one I'd want to be there to just confuse people by talking so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful aura about you. It's just phenomenal. And please understand that the right job for you isn't as easy as the right job for a lot of other people. You're very eclectically oriented. You need to have a lot of different things going on at the same time. You get bored easily, so you have to be challenged in many different ways in order for you to really show people how really good you are at what you do. And you will be changing careers, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what this whole leap was about. Like, I just was not connected to what I was doing, and I kind of felt like it was time. Although I didn't have another position, I just knew it was time.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Sales and logistics.
Oh, no. Okay. So, yeah, you were right to leap. It does feel here as though sometimes you don't give yourself credit for all of the talent and the gifts that you have inside of you.
I don't give myself credit.
I was being kind.
Yes, you were.
All right, I'll slam you. No, you don't. And you hold yourself back because of that. I want you to understand that the universe never presents you with something that you can't handle. Even if you don't have the formal background for it, you have the potential to grow into it. So that you know, there's a great learning curve for you. You love to be challenged. And you're afraid to allow a lot of challenges to come your way. So you, in many ways, you've held yourself up by accepting less than you deserved, so you weren't able to go as far as you know you could on an inner level. I feel that the universe has gotten tired of waiting for you to figure it out, and so they're just going to slam you with it. This is going to be one of those 2x4 moments. So. Yeah, hey.
I laugh because everything with me is a 2x4 moment.
Okay.
That's how I learned my best lessons.
Yeah,
okay, I got it.
Me too, but it is a struggle, you know, and you really, really, really kind of wish to heck that you could, you know, accept things a little earlier before the lessons get so extreme. But no, I think, and Jen was absolutely right. You may think that you can't stretch it that far, but absolutely you can. I see abundance here. I see stretching yourself intellectually. What can you do over this period of time that you're waiting? For heaven's sakes, start looking at things that fascinate you and plow yourself into them, no matter what they are. And I don't care if it's playing the piano. Don't sing. They're saying, don't sing. Do you have not a great singing voice? They're saying, oh, tell her not to sing.
You've said that to me before, and that's hysterical. I'm not such a bad singer. Do I put myself out there to sing? No. In the car, in the shower? Yeah, to myself.
Yeah. Yes. They're saying, don't sing. Don't go down that road.
I know better.
You know, I can't carry a tune in a bushel basket, but it sounds great in my head while I'm thinking it. So what you've got here is it's time for you to sort of, you know, work on some of those passions you've never played with, some of those things that you're really fascinated with that you'd really love to do that you haven't done. You've got the time now. You will not have the time after June to September. That's by June instead, you know, by June, July, and August, you're going to be focused on new directions. But for now, for the next couple of months, please, please, please look into your passions and those things that you've always been intrigued by but you never have done. Whether it's underwater basket weaving, belly dancing, skydiving, bungee jumping,
outside the box.
Yeah, just do the weird stuff because the weirder you get, the more eclectic you're going to become, and that means the greater the challenges you will welcome into your life.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Don't just sit and wait for stuff to happen. Start making stuff happen within your life, those things you have control over, whether it's piano lessons or ballet lessons or whatever. Do those things that you've always wanted to do and never had the chance to, because I will promise you in a couple of months there will not be the time, and you will be so sorry you hadn't, you know, expanded yourself in those directions during this time frame. Will it slow you down? No. But it will, in many ways, diminish the intensity of the miracles that are coming in September.
Can you give me any hint what kind of, like, work it will be?
Not at all. I mean, truly, it feels as though that by getting into your passions and going into those things that you've always wanted to go into, It literally creates itself. You will network with other people, and the job will manifest in that way. So go out there and go crazy.
Yeah, I kind of like the cheerleading idea the best. I kind of want to do that for people.
Mm. That's motivational speaking. That's starting with, you know, having your friends be guinea pigs. That's, you know, getting small groups of people together in a library where you can rent a room for cheap and just, you know, put out there, this is, you know, if you need positive confirmation of the wonderful person you are, we'll give it to you. It's, you know, handing a mirror to everybody and having them look at themselves and having them say, you're hot stuff, cookie, and, you know, the whole thing. Yes, do it. You can do it without spending money. You can do it and help people and touch people's lives, and you can do it and start generating wonderful positive energy that'll pull a new job to you.
Interesting enough, though, like for myself, it's like, how do you do that for others? And I do that for others all the time when you don't have that same feeling about yourself.
Then you can't do it for others.
I'm obviously doing it for others.
No, well, you can't teach something you haven't become yourself.
You can
give a philosophy out there, but if you're not living that philosophy, nobody's going to pay much attention to you.
Gotcha.
And you know, I have truly found that to be absolute in my life, my long life. there are people out there that can quote you chapter and verse, but they aren't living what they're saying. So people don't pay attention to them.
Right.
So you know, I'm sure you can cheerlead people. I'm sure you can make them feel better momentarily. But the reality is it won't stick if you're not living it. It's kind of like a spinster who has never been married, who has read all of the books on marriage counseling, setting her up as a marriage counselor. Now, would you go to a woman that had never been in a relationship but had all the books on her bookshelves? Would you go to somebody like that for advice on a relationship that you were in?
I might, yeah. But I'm different from the average bear.
then you're nuts, because she can't possibly know. It's like priests giving marriage, you know, counseling.
True.
It's like, you know, I can justifiably sit here and talk to somebody about a relationship because I have known absolute magic and true love. I've known it. So I can talk about it. And I can tell people the story of my ventures and stuff like that. I can absolutely prove that I know what I'm talking about. But just having bookshelves full of books doesn't prove
not
you've
gonna
learned
do it.
A lesson.
Yeah.
No, ma'am, it's not.
I gotcha.
So be it before you try to teach it.
Okay.
Thanks
good
for
enough.
Calling.
Thank you, ladies. God bless.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. That's something that has been an aspect of quality, something that I have really come to absolutely believe that unless you have lived something and experienced it, you aren't qualified to teach it. And you know, it's, you know, I would never dare try to teach, you know, bungee jumping or skydiving other than to say, see your shrink, I think you need help.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I really am. There's book knowledge, and then there's you know, knowledge, skills, and ability. And,
yeah.
You know,
well,
you go out
never...
and get the experience, and it speaks tenfold to me. It really
well,
speaks
tenfold. Have you ever spoken to someone that will quote you Bible chapter and verse about how to live and how to love and how to treat other people, and they can tell you exactly what the Bible says, but their lives are not an example of what they're trying to tell you to do? I mean, it's ridiculous. It just boggles my mind. And I wrote something a long time ago, and I said something to the effect of, you can either be a parrot or you can be a prophet. You know, if you can just regurgitate what Edgar Cayce said or Nostradamus said or the Bible said, that's great, but you're only parroting somebody else's words. But if you've taken that philosophy in, applied it to your own life and are living it, then you can share your experiences with someone, and you have valid proof that you understand what it is you're trying to show them. So
that's so true.
Only my opinion.
No,
okay.
I agree with you.
All righty. So we are going
another time that we can have.
Yes. Okay, we got Tina here. Hi, Tina. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. I'm doing good. I have a
letter from Tina.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's simple or complicated, but I had an interview yesterday, and I wanted to know if you guys see an offer coming with this job.
Where are you calling from, Tina?
Chicago. Yes.
And you had the interview yesterday?
Yes.
Wow. What was the interview for? What was the job for?
It was for a procurement analyst position.
Pardon me?
Procurement analyst position, like purchasing.
Oh, purchasing position.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting anything on that. What are you getting, Barbara, anything?
No, I'm not getting anything on that either. I do feel that March is a time where your house is in order. April, you have a compensation coming in above and beyond what you expect. I suspect that a job is coming to you, but not until March. Well, March is what, tomorrow? But I don't get the feeling that this job is the one that's coming through. I do feel there's a job coming through. I think there are two offers, actually, but I don't think this is one of them.
Is this something that I might have interviewed for in the past? Because then I have one also coming up on Monday, and I had to ending of last month. So I don't know if it's something in the past or something that is coming up.
Well, I think it's something you have yet to interview for. Jen, what do you think?
What I want to ask you, Tina, is what's happened in your life recently that you haven't spoken up about? I don't want to know about your job or anything right now because I have to get through to something before I get to your job. Something is blocking me. Because I'm getting, you have to speak your truth and speak it clearly. And have you done that in these interviews or not? Have you held back?
No, actually. The last interview that I went to, I was more relaxed. And I said, whatever happens, happens, you know, because I've been disappointed along the way. But I've been actually open to what if it's the right position to open up for me. I'm not going to accept anything that is not going to serve my highest good. I'm just open for something that is right and perfect for me. So I've been pretty much open to that.
Oh, whew. Okay, that's what I've got for you then. Wow. Thank you very much for saying that. What I've got for you is you have to speak up for your best and highest good. So you have to speak your truth and express yourself clearly is what I've got for you. And what I'm feeling is that you haven't done that with a couple of your interviews. You've held back, and I'm not sure why you held back, except perhaps we do that because it's not quite what we're feeling at the time. We need the job. We need the employment. It's what we perceive the employer wants. And, you know, it's employers are different. Once we get the job, once we get the employment, we're more freer, or we're freer to be more of ourselves. I don't want you to do that. I'm being told for you, be yourself, and you will get the best job that there is for you, and you will excel at it. And it will be in... I guess a couple weeks. I don't know. I'm being told two. So I don't know if that's two interviews, 2 months, 2 days. I'm being told two. I don't know if Barbara can help with that. I'm given the number two. I'm going to stick with two interviews.
Oh, there's another one.
No, that's what I was seeing. It felt like there. Well, I got two as well, and I got there were possibly two jobs she would be offered, but I got the two as well.
Yeah. So
there's another one I'll be going to on Monday, though.
Well, maybe you'll have two job offers, and you get to choose the two, between the two.
In two weeks.
Okay.
Keep the number two in your head. But
yeah,
no,
two is definitely here.
Yeah, there's but really remain true to yourself. That's come through loud and clear to me for you. But I'm given the number two.
Okay. Maybe 2 weeks and 2 days. I'm just kidding.
Let us know.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Tina.
Thanks,
Maybe.
Tina.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. I have been reminded by Spirit that always when we get somebody new on the show, I let Jeannie have a shot at them, and I haven't let her had a shot yet tonight, and she is, well, let her speak for herself. Hi, Jeannie, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. I was just kicked out, but I made my way back in.
Well, that's so noble of you. Jen, this is
Yeah,
Jeannie.
I'm
this,
great, aren't
this,
I?
This is my co-host, and she always gets a reading when we have somebody new on the show, and I forgot to throw her under the bus first because she was busy screening.
Yes, I was very busy screening. Thank you.
Jeannie, do you want to go for mediumship? What would you like to go for?
Yeah, go. Yeah, whatever she gets. If there's somebody around me or something, that would be great. Sure.
Okay, Jeannie. Well, I just want to talk to you for a minute so I can tune in to you.
All right.
Yes. So I want to know a little bit about you, if that's okay. Just have a short talk with me because I feel this.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to you. What do you want to know?
What do I want to know? I love the sound of your voice. I'd love to know where you are right now. What I see about you is there's woods and trees, that you're happy out in nature.
I am. I live in the middle of the woods.
Oh, really? Okay.
I do. Yep.
I'm just going to start writing because this is what I'm doing. So you're happy out in nature and you live in the woods. Now, isn't that funny? That's exactly what I was showing. You're happy out in nature. Do you have a bear with you?
A bear?
A bear. You've got a bear spirit with you.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that
and,
at all.
Well, I'm being told that and being shown that. And, gosh, I should know this. Be quiet. Did you hurt your leg or something a long time ago?
I did.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Just a second. I'm not talking to you, okay? Okay, hurt
okay.
leg. Hurt leg a long time ago. Yeah, a long time ago. Did someone hurt that leg?
Well,
did another person hurt you?
No. I fell off. I was dismounting a horse, and my legs couldn't hold me, and I fell.
Well, someone is saying that they saw this, and they're sorry.
Oh. Well, somebody saw it and they said they're sorry. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're sorry.
That
I'm a klutz.
No, you're a klutz. You hurt leg a long time ago. They're sorry. Are you a woman or a man? It's hard to make out who's with me because... Oh, God, they're going to... They have a sense of humor. They're wizened. They're very... Oh, God, I hate to say this. I'm terribly sorry. They're very wrinkled.
They're very wrinkled.
Wrinkled old person.
Sounds like Colonel Lou.
Pardon?
It sounds like Colonel Lou, Jeannie.
Is it Colonel Lou?
I think so.
How about that? And he would have heard me hurt my leg. He would have heard me when I...
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, it's who... I don't know who you said, but whoever you said, it's them. Because I'm just... Yeah. Yeah. He is with you. Is
I'm
it
a gang.
Is it a he?
It is a he. Yeah,
he is
Colonel Lou is a he.
All the time. He's got very gnarly hands.
Yes.
Very gnarly hands, you know.
Yeah. He was an amazing gentleman.
And he worked with those, I'm talking like him. I don't usually do this. He worked with those hands.
He worked with those hands. Well, he played golf with those hands, if we have the right person. He was a military man. He used guns.
Yeah, he worked. He's showing me squeezing with these hands of his.
Oh, that's the physical therapy they made him do.
Oh, my hands are squeezing. I wish you could see me. My hands are squeezing. He worked with these hands.
And I made them stop putting him through that.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. He keeps saying he worked with those hands.
Yes, he tried. They were, the arthritis was so bad that they were so, he was so debilitated that he could not use his hands at all.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That makes total sense. Because it was, my uncle had hands like that. So that's why he's showing me his hands and doing that. He had the big gnarly knuckles.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry. They must have been very painful. So...
He didn't speak once I met him. Very few words. Yes, no, get out.
No, I've got a raspy voice. He had a raspy voice. Like, did he smoke?
Yeah.
I can taste the cigarette smoke. He liked that.
Uh-huh, he did.
Yeah. What war was he in?
Vietnam. He did 3 tours in Vietnam.
Yeah. It rattled his brain, he says. It rattled his brain. And
I can imagine what he went through that it did.
And he's sort of rocking back and forth in a chair, but not a rocking chair. It's an old wooden chair. I guess it's a cane back. He's saying a cane back chair. I don't know what that is, but he says it's a cane back chair. And he's around you all the time. And he loves you very much, of course. And he strokes your hair.
Wow.
Do you have long hair or short hair?
It's short now.
Did you have longish grayish hair? Who's that?
Longish grayish hair?
Yeah. Who had longish grayish hair?
Oh, Lord. Right off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody. I
you
can't think
sister?
It.
No.
But your great grandmother did.
Yeah, she did.
Because I saw that in that picture you showed me.
Yeah, she did. Mama Reese did. Yes, you're right.
Okay, so that's validation. Because he's showing me someone with longish grayish hair. Longish.
Longish, yeah.
Longish.
Longish.
I wouldn't call it really, really long, but longish. Longish grayish hair. He's got a sense of humor is all I can say. That's what I've got for you. Oh, gosh.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very good.
Spirit Bear, keep the Spirit Bear with you.
Well, good. And, I'm glad.
That is so
I'm
cool.
I'm happy to have them.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And thank you for allowing me to do this for you. I usually, God, that cigarette tasted real good. I haven't smoked in a long time.
No. Don't go there.
I'm sorry, that's just funny. All right, I guess I better go back to work.
Yeah, okay, do that. And those of you that are sitting in the queue, if you want a reading, make sure you press number one. Otherwise, Jeannie will just leave you alone and you can listen to the show. We've got somebody that's been waiting actually since last night to get a reading from you. Yeah, she was there last night waiting for a reading, and she's back again. So, hi, Pearl. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was having fun talking to myself in chat. Chat's
well,
very sleepy tonight.
Another self-talker.
And they do just fine.
Don't you find that's really intelligent conversation?
I got in the queue last night because I was going to ask a question about my my upcoming
Hello?
Job. Can you hear me?
Hi, we're here. Yeah.
Okay. But I since then have kind of made some other moves. I had a part-time job lined up in because I'm in transition like the other caller in careers. And then I didn't hear from her. She just kind of disappeared. So I called somebody else today. And now that I'm totally living alone, it'll probably end up having two choices to make for a part-time job. It seems like when I leave everything alone, then the universe takes over. But I just kind of want to know when finances will turn around for us.
Hmm. Well, I can hit on that one.
Okay.
First of all, this is a time of miracles for you, the next 12 months. And what I'm seeing is that by June, you're free from the restraints that you've put upon yourself. And by August, by August, there's great abundance here. So that, and that's on all levels. That's on spiritual, physical, emotional, yada yada yada, and there's great abundance here. So, I would say, and then in July, it feels like there are legalities that are taken care of, and there is a balance here, and. So I would say that it's going to be a while, but I'm not seeing you have anything catastrophic happening to you. I feel strongly that there is a good flow of energy here. There's a unity of focus, and there's what you've sent out returns to you greatly magnified. So I would say that you're coming to a time where, there really is a great deal of amazing energy going on here. You have, of course, done a vision board, right?
I'm working on it now.
Yeah.
I have two pictures on it.
Well, that's no stress or strain. It feels to me as though you've got a great deal of wonderful energy here in the next 12 months. I don't see anything that will stand in your way unless, of course, you try to manipulate stuff. And then it feels like, then you screw things up royally. So pay attention to what's going on. Go with the flow of the energy and know that the universe is taking care of you. And in the meantime, make sure that you have those creative channels open because that's the only way That's the only way, she said, underlined, that the magic can happen and manifest within your reality. You have to open those channels. You have to open them up and allow the energy to get to work within your life. The universe has its sleeves rolled up. The universe definitely has its sleeves rolled up. It's ready to go to work. It's just that you haven't given it any way to get in. And you're right. The universe will absolutely, absolutely help you out. But you don't have anything creative going on. There's nothing here I see. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I'm in school, so I'm having to do, you know, assignments and creative projects through school. And I'm in June is when that ends.
Okay, but that doesn't count. I'm talking, and I'm not saying that you have to suddenly, you know, do paintings that are, you know, extreme. There are lots of when it's for school, it's for your own. You know, it doesn't count. It has to be something that you do just for the pure joy of it. So, you know, doodling, get crayons out. Do, you know, gardening, rearrange closets, be creative in the home, do new, you know, become, you know, a better cook. do whatever that, you know, you need to open some creative channels here, and there aren't any. And you know, you take up knitting, start a journal, keep a journal and stuff like that. Just make sure that there is something creative going on at all times, because the universe will absolutely flow in and manifest within your reality and help you tremendously if you will just participate in the process. Jen, what are you getting?
Well, what I got was the first quarter moon. Don't ask me why. So it's the first 4 months of the year is what I'm taking it as. And then by the harvest moon, which is in the fall, which I just adore, there's abundance flying. You've got, like Barbara said, tons of abundance. It's just tenfold. So the you know, when you see the first quarter moon, it's like the moon in the books. It's like sort of sleeping lazily in the sky. And I'm told for you, you have to be more playful. Be more playful.
More what?
With yourself. Playful.
Okay.
Be more playful with yourself. You know, it's so easy when we're doing schoolwork or going to meetings or doing whatever to fall into a pattern. Get out of the pattern for a day, for an hour, for whatever. And do something simple. Walk on the beach, walk in the park, enjoy the birds, do whatever. But get out and do something playful. And it doesn't matter what playful is, just do it. And open that channel and let it in. You know, there's the old Beatles song, Let It Be, you know, and to me, that's what I'm given for you, is let it be. And to me, it encompasses everything. And that's, you know, that's the essence of it all, is that it's all going to happen. And it's going to be perfectly fine. You just got to let it be and be playful. And
okay.
I hope that makes sense. But
oh, it does. I'm trying too hard, which is classic me.
Oh, I'm another one that tries too hard at times. I think we all do. So be easy on yourself.
Yeah.
And get a jigsaw puzzle, you know, and sit down and do a few pieces now and then. Take your mind off stuff.
I actually like jigsaw puzzles.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. That would be
play
for me.
There you go.
That's really That is great advice, because jigsaw puzzles are an amazing form of meditation.
Mm.
There you go.
That's great advice.
Enjoy.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Again.
Thank you very much for getting me over my next bump in the road.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Jen.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We've got a fellow Canadian here. We've got Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing? Hi, Jen.
Hi, Chris. You're a Canadian. How you doing, eh?
How you doing? How's it going, eh? How's it going, eh?
How's it going, eh?
I played that song on my show. Good old Bob and Doug. You hoser. I love the 12 Days of Christmas, Bob and Doug McKenzie style. And the beer.
Good beer.
Anyway, okay, now you got me all off track. So anyway,
that is so Canadian.
I saw a beer commercial. I was distracted. Sorry. I was the one yesterday that was asking you if you were near Whitehorse, because I got family up in the Yukon, but you were way far away from there. North. Way north.
I'm not way north now. I'm on the west coast of British Columbia.
Oh, nice.
Where are you?
Oh, you actually live where one of our listeners, David, lives, I think, Vancouver Island.
That's right.
Yeah, David lives there. I'm in Edmonton.
Oh, yeah, I lived there once upon a lifetime.
There you go. Anyway, I'm sure everybody doesn't want to hear us talk about, you know.
Oh,
I've
got Joe Blackhawks in the chat room. Good
you
Lord.
Go Blackhawks. Go Blackhawks. Oh, Lynn Ann is, I'm just looking at my screen. Lynn Ann is Canadian too, eh?
Blackhawks, Chicago. What are you talking about? Take your Chicago, take your Blackhawks and go, eh?
Oh my God! You know, it's not bad enough I have to contend with Jeannie in a Southern accent.
Yeah, I want to just say, don't even talk hockey to a Canadian after the Olympics, okay, guys? You know, Blackhawks and go fly south for the winter, you know. Anyway, Jen, so I always love an opportunity to see if somebody can connect, do a mediumship connection with somebody that might be wanting to talk to me.
Say that again. I'm sorry I was laughing too hard.
I was just going to say that if you could give a shot at connecting with somebody on the other side, that would be awesome.
Oh, for you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you Native?
I'm Métis.
Métis, okay. Well, I've got someone on the Native side coming through. And okay, I don't know what this means. What I'm told. Okay, Chris, this is Native blood. And the Indian squalor.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And they were not on the reserve.
Right.
Was one of them a medicine person?
I'm going to have to say possibly.
I'm saying medicine man. And I'm going to hold true. I'm being told there was a medicine man.
Okay.
And I don't know what the Canadian or the Métis term for that is.
Yeah, it would be medicine.
Doctor.
Doctor. That guy over there. I'll help you.
That's what they said to me, doctor. Okay. Doctor. I've got to write that one down. That's funny. I don't know what the term is. We go, doctor. I hear this doctor.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a little girl?
No.
Are you married?
No.
Well, there is a little girl in your life. Do you have a niece?
That I don't really know. Who's not so little anymore?
Oh, how old? Teenager?
I think she might be, good Lord, she might even be like university age, you know?
Okay, yeah, it should be. Yeah, they're telling me there's a teenager little girl, and they see her too.
Okay. Interesting.
And what do you do besides the radio show? Because you do something else, and hang on. They're telling me that you're going to be, oh gosh, I see some woods parting and a bright white light. So that means to me that you're going to be extremely busy. You're going to be coming up to a really busy time in your life. That's what this fellow is showing me.
All right.
So
as long as they pay me to be busy, that'll be fine.
Yeah, no, you're going to be paid, and you're going to be very busy. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you?
Let's just say I'm unemployed right now.
You're unemployed right now. No, you're going to be starting on a new journey. And talk to me here. You're going to be given an opportunity, and I'm being told government grant or something. You're going to be doing an entrepreneurship government grant, and you're going to be teaching.
Ah. Okay.
That's what I'm told.
That is definitely future, not past, eh?
So.
Like, because it could be argued that that's what I did in my last jobs, in a way. So I'm just going to clarify, is this what's coming, or is this what I was doing?
No, it's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
Interesting.
No, I see a bright white light, and it's coming.
Awesome.
Because
bright
the wood will hide.
Go to the light. Maybe I'll be teaching on the other side, eh?
It's all a perception.
Go to the light.
Get off the road.
Get off the track. Because it is a train. Okay.
That's cool.
So that was a male. That's very, very interesting. Very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. One of my great, would be a great, great grand, great, great, great. We have very many generations, and when I was born, I still had a great-great-grandmother alive on that side of the family. And so one generation above her was one of the last Métis soldiers to die during the rebellion. one of the last.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so, so there must have been someone in there that was a medicine man type of guy somewhere, someone in that generation. If it's a male, you know what I mean. That's what I'm thinking. So very interesting.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very likely, though. That gives me some hope. I could pick up the ball and run with some kind of work like that. So,
yeah.
So that's cool.
Well, that's what I'm told for you. So it will be coming, and definitely look into it, please, because I don't know what schools are up there. Outreach. What am I being told outreach for?
Yeah.
This guy's telling me outreach. Are there...
He might just be saying, reach out. I'm just kidding. A dyslexic ghost. Okay, I wrote that down. Reach, that makes sense, too. It's all under the same similar umbrella type of deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's what I was given. And,
okay.
You know, please give me
a cue. Going to rename the show the Nightlight Comedy Hour.
Pleased to meet you too, Jen. I appreciate that, and have a great rest of the night. And it's been a pleasure to meet you yesterday and tonight. So, thanks, Barbara.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Bye bye.
Thanks, Chris.
It's hard to really be serious with her.
Oh, yeah, I laugh a lot. So.
Yeah, no, she has the most infectious laugh I have ever heard. It's just, you know, you have to just melt into it. It's just so funny. we've got Carlos in California here. Hi, Carlos. How's it doing tonight?
Hi, Barbara. It's going well. We're finally getting some rain in California, so it's really nice.
Terrific. How can we help?
Well, I would love a general reading, if that's possible.
General, sure. Okay, you're at a time here where you are crossing a threshold into new understanding of the new directions that you need to go, you want to go, you're going to go. And I would say that there's a lot of change here in your life, that you're going through a sort of a rebirthing process, a letting go of a lot of stuff and opening yourself up to new directions. Feels as though as you hit into the April time frame, and March is going to be, you know, a lot of shifting and you know, recreating of new directions. It's a time where you're almost making some really big decisions about your life and for the next couple of decades. So it's a serious time, but it's also a joyful time because you're letting go of a lot of stuff that doesn't nurture you anymore. As you go into April, there's a sense here of opening your heart chakra, moving into new directions and letting down some barriers and moving into a new acceptance of who you are and how neat you are and how amazing you are. And it does feel here as though there's greater self-confidence, there's a greater joy of self, and there's a greater knowingness of the gifts and talents that you've brought into this lifetime. Not that you're using them, but you know they're there, which is, you know, the first step. It feels like there's money coming into you above and beyond what you anticipate in the May timeframe. You're being compensated for a lot of the stuff that you've done that you never expected to get paid for. And so there is money coming in here above and beyond what you anticipate. A new balance in the June timeframe. You're moving into a new sense of self. You're moving into a greater... I see you being more stable. I see you feeling that you have a footing where once you did not have it. I feel you having a greater sense of asserting yourself into the future and knowing that you're going to accomplish a lot of things that you hadn't anticipated. There's commitment to new directions in the July timeframe. And it feels that you are moving in new directions, and it feels like home also may be going through some sort of a shift or a change or a move. I feel strongly that if you're not actually moving, then you are facelifting wherever it is you're living, because there is a sense here of the focus is on home in the August timeframe. September, you're evolving into new directions of study. You're expanding your intellectual pursuits, and you're bringing yourself into a greater sense of learning, growing, stretching, and it feels as though there's a shift and a change in your focus as far as career goes. Laughter Joy Celebration hit you in October, and it's almost as though there's a reunion time here. It's almost as though you are celebrating the fact that you have reached, for you, a plateau of sorts, and that you are expanding yourself into new areas. You're seeing steps ahead of you, and you're understanding that there's further to go. And as you hit November, there's a nice flow of energy here. It feels as though November is going to be a really nice time for you. It feels as though things are going to flow more easily than you anticipate. December is a time in which you take stock, you take a look at everything. It's a short time in the month of December that you kind of take a look at everything, and you have a checklist here, and it feels as though you're able to check off a lot of things that you had not anticipated you would be able to accomplish, and yet you have. Actually, having a list makes it a lot easier for the universe to help you accomplish things, and it feels like this year you do have a list. As you come into January, a sense of a lot of confusion, a lot of things going on, and it feels like it's exciting, and it's good confusion. It's not bad confusion. It's just overstretching yourself and tearing, kind of taking on more than probably than it is appropriate, but you're going to take it on anyhow. And as you hit February of next year, there's a greater sense of self. Make sure you take care of yourself. Make sure you focus in the choices that you make have to do with what is best for you. And what is going to more greatly enrich your life, so that the choices you make should be made not selfishly, but understanding that it is your life and you do have to live it, so the choices should be made with yourself in mind. Jen, what are you getting?
Wow. That was great. Really. What I got is that you're going to be widening the circle of friendship, love, home, and honor. And I also got that you're going to be within the widening the circle, that you may or may not be moving. But what I see is mountains, like mountain peaks, or weird enough, canyons, like the side of the canyons, the slopes of canyons. And so to me, that's a transition time, and I'm going to leave it at that because Barbara's reading was so thorough.
that was that's what's technically called a let it rip.
A what?
That is exactly what it was.
Well, actually, I'm not sure where let it rip originated, but I found that, you know, when people say, I just want a general reading, and I don't know what, if you start and you're going slowly, people will interrupt you. And with a let it rip, I don't give them a chance to say anything. I give them a year, and hopefully I answer a question or two along the way. So.
Yeah, I think you answered just about everything. You know, I am starting a lot of different things. I am getting more friendships, and the networking that I'm doing is absolutely insane. So you guys are right on. Thank you.
Yay. Well, thank you for calling, Carlos.
Well, thank you for giving me a reading. I really appreciate all the insight that you guys give to so many people, and I just love listening to you guys, so thank you.
Well, it tonight has been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Of course. Take care.
Okay, we've got Melissa. Hi, Melissa. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How can we help?
Well, I wanted to know, when will I ever get married?
All yours, Jen.
Hi, Melissa. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Huh?
I'm having trouble hearing you. Whereabouts are you calling from, Melissa?
I'm calling from New York.
From New York?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pull some angel cards for you. Have you been married before?
No.
No?
Nope. I usually don't do marriage or... What I've got is... the angel of the goddess of shadows card fell right out of the deck. So... What you perceive to be your dark side holds a hidden treasure. So you may be in the relationship or coming into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's marriage or not.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Oh, no, I'm listening.
I'm not getting any strong feelings on this, so perhaps Barbara has something.
I do. From what I can see, how old are you, Melissa?
I'm 30.
Okay. From what I can see from these cards, marriage is definitely something that was charted for this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but children as well. But you have to be ready for it. And please don't tell me you're ready, because if you were ready,
oh, no,
you would be married.
I'm just curious.
Okay. In order to have a relationship that is going to be long-lasting and stable, in order to have a relationship that is going to be a good foundational one to have children in, we need to do work on ourselves. And I think you're doing it. I truly see that there is work that you are doing, and I just don't think you're there yet. But I do believe that you are really very, very cognizant and aware of the fact that you need to change the way that you behave and the way that you function within relationship. And once you've made that shift and once you actually are practicing, you have the philosophy. You just don't have the practice down yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel here as though the time frame, you know, when is totally, absolutely 100% up to you. And when everything clicks and when you really are at a place in the time where you are ready to be in a relationship, there will be one there. You did chart. You checked that box. You will be married not this year, but you will be married this lifetime. You will have children this lifetime, and you'll be a phenomenal mom. I just
had a baby, too, my first one.
Okay, well, you're going to have – there are three children here. So
no more.
Well, after the first one, it's a piece of cake. I understand. I stopped at one, so I can't really speak from experience. But no, I feel that it is here. You just aren't ready for it.
Okay.
And when you're ready for it, when that work on yourself is complete, then absolutely you will have marriage, and you will have more kids. Okay.
More kids. But. Thank you so much, and I'm working on myself. That's something I really got to do.
Yep.
So.
You and you started. You definitely started. Definitely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you
okay.
so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
Bye bye now.
Good night, everybody. Bye bye.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, Jen. You have been amazing. Thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
It has been, and thank you so much. I am so grateful and thankful. Seriously, like, I can't thank you enough. I have had so much fun. And I thank Spirit and everybody in the room for listening and for participating.
Oh, I'm dragging you back. So don't use all your words up on thanking me, because you're going to be back. You're way too much fun to work with. So I want to suggest to everybody to head on over to Curious Times, Chris's show. She's got some people that need practice, so they need to have people to do free readings on. So please call in over there and what kind of legality? For heaven's sakes, Pearl, it's ending things, tying up loose ends, Pearl. So head over to Curious Times. They have a wonderful time over there. She has that show every single night. I think she's crazy, but she does a great job. And, Jen, I will have you back, and we will have to get together and figure out a time when we can get together and play again, because this has been great fun. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, everybody, for calling, and we'll see you next time. Hold on, Jen. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.